It's the album, he has said time and again, where he left behind his adolescent notions and devised the themes that he would continue to work on throughout his career.
Bruce Springsteen called Born to Run his birthday album, and its gift to us was a rock icon and the anthems to match. But author Louis Majors says there was much more happening than music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. 2009 marks 60 years of Bruce and 34 years since the release of Born to Run. And one mind captivated by the power of the boss early on was author Louis Majors, now a professor at Trinity College in Connecticut. So it's a mix of fandom and academia in his new book, Runaway Dream: Born to Run and Bruce Springsteen's American Vision. And not only does he share his extensive research on the making of Born to Run, he explores the cultural context of the album then and now. Just in time for Bruce's 60th, Major came by at FUV for an interview with host Dennis Elsis and shared a look closer detail about the famous album cover and his thoughts on why Springsteen was and still is an everyman icon.
The answer is that he addresses our deepest needs, and it's not only American needs, although clearly there's an important dimension of him being American. He has an international following. And to put it simply, I want to know if love is wild. I want to know if love is real. It's the search for connection, the search for meaning. The search takes a lot of different directions. And earlier in his career, it was the search. It was the journey of escape. You had to get away. You had to run away. You had to try and find your love and just keep going. But then at a certain point, many of us have had the same experience. You realize you can't keep running and you have to stop and build a community. And it's those poles, the individualistic desire of escape, but also the communal desire to create something, to work on a dream, as his most recent album puts it. And again, this is why, to understand the arc of Springsteen's work, you need to go back to the foundation, and that foundation is Born to Run.
You can hide the cover, the study of pain. Make roses from your lover's silver roses in the rain. Spend your summer praying in vain for a savior red from these streets. Where I ain't no hero that's understood. All the redemption I can offer, babies beneath this dirty hood. With one last chance to make it good somehow.
Little detail that a lot of people don't realize, Bruce is wearing a pin on the cover, and on the original discs, it's very hard to see. You need to see it sort of blown up a little bit, and the pin that he's wearing is an Elvis Presley fan club pin. What he's doing, as with other roots of rock and roll, he's putting himself in a tradition. This is where he comes from. He says seeing Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show changed his life. It made him want to be a rock and roll star, made him want to pursue the dream, and he pursued it tenaciously. That he's wearing an Elvis fan club pin, to me, is really striking, because it gives us that lineage, that trajectory. Bruce himself said, Elvis freed our bodies, and then Dylan comes along and frees our minds. I like to think that Springsteen has been working on our spirits, and that there's this trajectory, if you will, of Elvis in the 50s with the body, Dylan in the 60s working on the mind, and Springsteen with that physicality, that energy, that passion, that desire for the dream of love and fulfillment. He's been working on our spirits.
Sun.
Springsteen and Born to Run, the subject of Louis Major's new book, Runaway Dream, Born to Run, and Bruce Springsteen's American Vision, published by Bloomsbury Press. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wartrop. Hear the complete conversation and more online at WFUV.org.